thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And we welcome to the studio Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you like being called the tax man?
Been called worse.
I think it's fitting. Hey, you're on our side though when it comes to life and taxes. So like I said, you've set the bar high over the last couple months here, bringing in nuggets to help people, you know, manage and navigate through this crazy world of taxes. They seem to be always changing. You know, you helped me with the PPP and giving me a second chance of firing my paperwork into my bank. It was after your suggestion and it came through.
Exactly.
Our PPP.
Yeah. Just to kind of piggyback off that, they've released additional guidance. There's now a PPP forgiveness form, which is an EZ form.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're trying again after Congress passed the law to expand the amount of time you have to spend your PPP money to 26 weeks.
And the proportion in which you spend, payroll
Correct.
Versus expenses.
Yeah,
60-40 now.
60-40 instead of,
yeah.
Instead of 75-25. They're making it easier to obtain forgiveness, and there's still money out there. There's still money available in the PPP fund. So
yeah.
If you're a business out there who's been struggling, who's thinking, how am I going to make that next payroll? Look into it.
Yeah.
Contact your lender, contact your local bank, and, you know, get some information relative to the program and see if you can get your application in, because
mm-hmm.
there are funds still available. And as I said, we were nervous. We didn't know how the forgiveness element was going to go.
Yeah.
Was it going to be more restrictive, or were they going to be a little more lenient? And everything's pointing in the direction of more leniency. So that's great for our local small businesses.
Yeah, and if you're listening, small business owner, it is easy, as Andrew says. And if you have a payroll service or a tax accountant that does your payroll, you need your W-2s from 2019. And by now, these payroll people have been doing this for other businesses. They'll give you the whole stack of information. You send it off to your bank. Mine was BB&T, and they made it easy. Real easy, and
exactly.
it got dumped into our account like in days after the paperwork went through.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes,
it was a very good program so far, and I hope the forgiveness is just as easy, if not easier.
Exactly.
So, very good.
And what I wanted to focus on today, Mike, is collection action in the IRS.
Okay.
So if you're out there and you owe back taxes, you may be familiar a little bit with the collection process, but you might not be quite sure what do these notices mean, what do these letters mean. And it really boils down to this. If you owe taxes and you're not in a status with the IRS, so those statuses are an installment agreement,
mm-hmm.
which means that you have been approved and you're now currently paying a monthly portion of the tax owed to the IRS, or if you're under what's called an offer in compromise, which is where you have submitted an offer which is being reviewed by the IRS to determine whether or not they'll accept that offer. And there's two ways you can submit that. One is doubt as to liability. So you're saying, I may not owe the full tax
mm-hmm.
that's there. One is doubt as to collectability, meaning that, hey, look, there's only so much you can get out of me.
Right.
So this is why we're putting forth this offer and compromise. If you're in an offer and compromise situation, then you're not going to be subject to enhanced collection action, i.e. levy.
Yeah.
Or if you're in currently non-collectible status. So currently non-collectible, Mike, is just where you have put forth information. You've shown the IRS, hey, look, things aren't going very well for me asset-wise or income-wise. And for the period of time, I need to be in what's called currently non-collectible, which means you'll just hold. And the good news about currently non-collectible, as we've talked about before, is that your statute of limitations on collection, that 10-year period with which the IRS has to collect against you, continues to run.
Ooh, interesting.
So, okay. You know, so people were kind of wary about currently non-collectible, but it is a status where if you're in you know, what I'd call dire straits,
mm-hmm.
and you're just looking to get the IRS off your back, sometimes it might be a status that would be a welcome one. If you're not in any of those and you owe taxes, you could be subject to levy at any point in time. And then what would happen is if you got that notice to levy, you have rights. So that's the good thing. You know, under the Constitution, we're not going to allow someone to take your property without the opportunity to be heard. And what that's called, Mike, is a collection due process hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So a collection due process hearing is your opportunity to go before an appeals officer with the IRS and say, wait a minute, before you levy my bank account, you know, let's talk about, are there collection alternatives? Okay. And collection alternatives, again, are installment agreement, mm-hmm. offer and compromise, currently non-collectible. So those are your options relative to proposing collection alternatives. And, you know, you can sometimes reach an agreement with the IRS that, you know, we will not levy you. We will go ahead and allow you to get that installment agreement, or we'll consider an offer and compromise, whatever it may be. But these are all time-based, Mike. So when mm-hmm. you get these notices and you get these letters, don't just sit on them. You know, contact me, contact your CPA, and, you know, let's go ahead and put together a plan of action relative to this.
Because it's not something that's going to go away.
That's right.
You got to address it.
Correct. Got to address it. And, you know, and again, timing's everything. Yeah. Because if you let the time period lapse and you miss your opportunity to file for a collection due process hearing, well, guess what?
They're coming at you.
They can levy your account.
Yeah.
You had the opportunity to be heard. Mm-hmm. Just because you didn't exercise that opportunity, now they have the ability to then
like you levy said, you have,
right.
So exercise, you have rights.
That's right.
Exercise your rights.
Correct. And in today's case that we have is very straightforward, and it's not a very surprising result. We have a couple of taxpayers, and there's a couple of lessons that I think that we can take from this one. We have a couple of taxpayers who filed their 2017 tax return and owed a little over $1 million.
Ooh.
So could not pay that tax debt, but they filed and did not pay. So, of course, the IRS assesses them and says, hey, look, you owe that, plus here's your failure to file penalty as well.
Mm.
They then immediately asked for an installment agreement.
Okay.
They said, hey, look, we have a lot of money. Here's, you know, but we want to pay it back over time. Here's our installment agreement request. And as the installment agreement was being considered, the IRS then decided that they were going to issue a notice of levy. So they're like, wait a minute, we gave our, you know, installment agreement request, and here we are, you're hitting us with a notice to levy. So what do? They go to a collection due process hearing. So
okay.
Here's a taxpayer asserting their rights, Mike. They're
yep.
saying, hey, look, we want that opportunity to be heard. We don't believe that you're doing right by us in you know, trying to levy us when we're asking for an installment agreement. And they go before the appeals officer, and they put forth the facts and circumstances there, and they say, hey, look, we should be allowed to have an installment agreement, because, you know, we have $1 million for the tax debt, and we need time to be able to pay that, and we're happy to pay it over a 6-year period of time,
okay.
which is what the IRS allows.
Reasonable.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable, right? What's the problem? Well, the problem is they have $7 million in cryptocurrency
Mm-mm.
sitting out there. So the IRS is going, wait a minute. You owe $1 million. You got $7 million in cryptocurrency sitting out there. Why don't you cash in some of that crypto and pay your tax debt?
Why not?
Or why don't you take a loan against your crypto and pay your tax debt? You don't need an installment agreement.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mike, you're the judge. You're the judge on this one. Are you going to allow the taxpayer to enter into that installment agreement and pay over the 6 years? Or are you going to say, not so fast? You have enough money to pay this tax debt. You should pay it.
Well, I think you kind of gave, put the cat was out of the bag at the beginning. That's the way it's going to end. If I was the appeals, the person arbitrating this, I think the taxpayer by just has the right. You said that from the outset. They have rights, and this is one of the offers that they could put out there. They should be allowed to do the 6-year installment, regardless of what their assets are in the bank. However, I believe the IRS wants their money, knowing that they owe one and they have seven. They'll still have 6 remaining after they pay their debt. IRS wants the money today.
They want
denied,
it today.
Denied on the installment.
Denied on the installment. That's right. That's what happened. So I think there's 2 lessons we can take from this, you know, this case. Number one is you have rights. I think that's the big one that
mm-hmm.
you just said, which is, look, these people actually did assert their rights.
Yeah.
They timely filed all of their right to a collection due process hearing. You know, they asked for an installment agreement. They were going through the process the right way.
Right.
But what was the huge problem that they had?
They had too much wealth.
Yeah. They had too much assets. And
yeah.
So a lot of times what happens, Mike, is I get clients who come and see us, you know, saying, hey, look, I owe money to the IRS. Let's talk about what my options are. And where do I start with?
Mm-hmm.
What assets do you have? And why do I start there? It's because we have to get a clear picture about what the IRS is going to look at your potential of collection against
yeah.
you. And so in this particular case, if this taxpayers came and saw me and go, hey, by the way, Andrew, you know, this is our situation. They're denying us an installment agreement. Isn't that so unfair? I'd have to look him in the eye and go, I'm sorry, but you're going to lose mm-hmm. because you have too much money, i.e. cryptocurrency,
yeah.
that they're going to hold against you in this regard. So I think that's part of the deal. And, you know, I'm always talking to clients who are in the situation where they have maybe too many assets for an offer and compromise or too many assets for an installment agreement. And then it's talking about what's the best way then to pay this tax debt. You know, mm-hmm. can you get a low interest loan? You know, what can you do to convert what you have into cash to be able to pay the loan? And then maybe, hey, look, let's think about this strategy. Maybe we then offer them a lump sum, but say forgive the penalties.
Yeah. You know,
if we offer a lump sum in the cash, and maybe that's a way we handle this particular tax debt. So, there's different things out there, but this is a good case to show you that, you know, if you have the assets out there, even if you're properly asserting all of your rights, you know, you still are going to have a problem.
I wonder, would the IRS look at someone who's land rich and cash poor and owes $1 million? In other words, if they had $7 million in a farm, would they look at it the same way?
Go get a loan.
So parcel, yeah, get collateral against the loan.
That's pay, right. And, go get your loan
off your
now,
land and pay off the. I would correct. Think most people would want to get the IRS behind them.
Yeah,
and move on.
Get them off as easy with as little interest and as little penalties as possible. I mean, that's your goal.
That's your goal.
Yeah.
Call Andrew Foster at the office. They're open 252-726-9050 at Harvell and Collins, or go online to harvellandcollins.com and ask for Andrew Foster. He'll be back next Thursday with another segment of Life and Taxes. Thank you, Andrew.